Good morning. How's everybody doing? Good? Hey, let's try that again. Good morning. Awesome. It's great to be here with all of y'all. And you know, I gotta be honest in a little way, I feel a little sad. And the sadness comes overwhelming sadness. The sadness comes that this is the last Sunday, the bookend of the Christmas season. Now, if we arrive to this point with Christmas and we're like, woo, glad that's over with, put away all them decorations, I'm done. Well, then maybe each one of us, myself included, we need to examine and say, well, where was my focus at Christmas, right? Was it on the real gift, Jesus, who's not only the gift but the giver? Right? And so, but we come to the end of this Christmas season. It's kind of like, oh man, after the 5:30 p.m. Mass tonight, Spanish Mass, Father Julio is going to celebrate, but I'm going to come help take down all decorations afterwards, take out a little Bethlehem, take down the trees and put them out there. Baby Jesus right here, that's going upstairs, third floor chapel. I get to look at him every day. Right? But even though the decorations came down, and even one of the parishioners coming out of Immaculate Conception, one of the parishioners who's been a parishioner there, by the way, for 44 years, right? He comes out with his bride. They come out and he goes, Father, I mean, all these decorations are coming down. And I said, I know. But keep them up in your heart. Keep them up in your heart. See, we can live Christmas every day. Jesus Christ wants to be born anew every day in our heart. When he went into the river Jordan to be baptized, he didn't need baptism. But you know what? He took you, and he took me, and he took all of sinful humanity into that river Jordan. And how did we go? In his heart. And not just in his heart for one moment in time, in his heart forever. We're forever in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Because he created us and he loved us. Not just loved us, proven that love, coming as a baby, dying on the cross, but he lives that love for us. And so as I was reflecting on this, on this feast day, in this moment, kind of this bookend, baptism, Lord, where we just kind of whisk on by it into, you know what I'm talking about, ordinary time. Oh, man. Ordinary time. I saw a couple of altar servers back there. I said, y'all, school started? And they're like, yeah, I love school. That's it. God bless you. That's awesome. Right? But ordinary time, the ordinary day in, day out. But our beloved Lord carried us in his Sacred Heart 30 years in Nazareth. 30 years we were in the heart of Jesus in that moment. He was ready to rock and roll, make things happen, kick it up, kick up the dust, put the Pharisees and the scribes on their heels, baffle them and all that stuff. But he chose to be a simple, humble carpenter, obeying his mom and dad out of love for us. And so as we go into ordinary time, we are invited to live Christmas each day, letting Jesus be born anew in our heart, and we can live ordinary time in an extraordinary way. The way we live ordinary time in an extraordinary way is we put God's love in every moment. We keep Jesus in our heart. We keep the light of the world in our heart so that we may be a reflection of that light. That light that we received or will receive. I know we got some catechumens here. They're excited about their baptism. Will receive. Or our parents receive that light. The Paschal candle in the back by the baptismal font. And so as I was reflecting on this feast day, one thing came to mind. My first 2 years in the priesthood, I had the grace of serving down in New Orleans. And I served at the Christian Brothers School in City Park, well-known school, grades 5th, 6th, and 7th, all boys school, 320 boys in the school. People were calling me from all over the town, seeing if I had connections to get their sons in that school. I'm like, I got no pull. But a great school with a great spirit and a great principal and a great staff and great teachers, great families, great students. Not perfect, but just trying to become the best version of themselves. And see, St. John Baptist de La Salle with the Christian Brothers had a motto that he taught all his brothers that went forward, and their focus was on educating the youth. And I think we can all adopt it for our 2019 kind of call sign. And what the teachers and the coaches before the sporting events and everything would say to the young people is they'd say, let us live Jesus in our hearts. And their cry back was, forever. That's powerful. I mean, you got 320 young kids, and they're not just kind of saying it superficially. Let us live Jesus in our hearts forever. It's powerful. And that's what Jesus carried us in his heart. He wants us, as we enter into ordinary time, as we take advantage of each day that he gives us in 2019 as a gift, to carry him in our hearts. So let's try that. We're going to try that 3 times. Your response is easy. It's just forever. But I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Sometimes we're like, yeah, but we're Catholics. Well, guess what? Catholics, we're believers. And our brothers and sisters in Christ of the one baptism that we acknowledge as Catholics, sometimes they school us in the area of being believers. They school us because they're not afraid to get out there and say, I'm a believer. I believe in Jesus, and that's why up here in the mountains we have 45-minute homilies. You ready? I won't do that to you. I'd love to. Because I'd love to just go on and on and on about this Jesus. He's awesome. He probably plays softball too. We got a softball player in the front row. She's good too. Here we go. You ready? Let us live Jesus in our hearts. Forever. I'm not convinced. Let's try that again. Let us live Jesus in our hearts. Forever. One more time. Let us live Jesus in our hearts. Forever. Very good. Very good. I got a friend of mine here who's also a U.S. Army Airborne Ranger. And he's like, man, it sounds like you're taking me back to Ranger school. Anyways, he's here with his fiance. I get to spend some time with him after Mass. Won't single them out, but they're here. But that notion of how beautiful you come and you're preparing for matrimony, right? And make that your call sign. Live Jesus in your heart forever so that I may recognize Jesus in my spouse. I may recognize Jesus in my brother, my sister, my younger brother, my sister. My younger brother comes to my room and gets my stuff or whatever. No, live Jesus in my heart forever, forever. And if he's in my heart, he's in others' hearts. So how can I serve and love and accompany Jesus in the hearts of others? And if we do that, that's the recipe for a very, very, very happy life. Not only happy, but joyful and faith-filled life. So maybe that's the call sign for this final Sunday of Christmas season. Live Jesus in our hearts forever. Jesus did not have to be baptized. And he went down in those waters and made those waters holy. Opened the font of baptism. Open the gates of heaven and stepping in there. The cry from the Father, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. The gates of heaven open up. They open up for us through him taking sinful humanity down into those waters. And you know what? I've been to the Holy Land. And that's one place in the world, because I went there and we had a great Franciscan priest guide who took us through. And I went up to Father and I said, Father, can you bless the water? I want to take a little of this water from the Jordan home. He goes, I can't. I'm like, what? He goes, no, this is one place in the world where you don't bless the water. Jesus stepping into that water made it holy. The River Jordan is holy because he was baptized in that water. So that water, just by his body, him assuming our humanity and taking our humanity, that water is holy. And I was like, wow. So Jesus didn't need it. He did it for us. He did it for us. Baptism, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is the doorway sacrament. It's a doorway sacrament into a life in Christ. Father, what's a life in Christ? Let me tell you, man, I mean, if you get a chance, I need to hold myself to this too. I need to pick it up. I can get lazy. I can get very lazy in my spiritual reading and in my ongoing nourishment of a life in Christ, of knowing the faith, of loving the faith. Because if we know it and we love it, then we'll live it. We'll live out our baptismal promises that we profess every year during Easter. How do I live a life in Christ, Father? How do I do that? Pick up your catechism. And I hold myself to the same challenge. Read part 3 of the catechism, Life in Christ. It is beautiful. It's rich with so many of the saints who have gone before us, who struggle like us, who strive to live Jesus in their hearts forever. And they are now living with Jesus in their hearts forever, praying for us. Let me read you briefly a reflection of Saint Gregory Nazianzus, him reflecting on this relationship between John and Jesus. He is the lamp. John was the lamp, right? Burning bright. He is the lamp in the presence of the Son, the voice in the presence of the Word, the friend in the presence of the Bridegroom, the greatest of all born of women in the presence of the firstborn of all creation. The one who leapt in his mother's womb in the presence of him who was adored in the womb. The forerunner and the future forerunner in the presence of him who has already come and is to come again. What a gift, the gift of our baptism. What a gift, this gratuitous gift of life in Christ that flows freely from his heart with us in his heart so that our hearts may become more like his. What a gift. It's a gift that I reflected on often, closing here with these words. When I walked into St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. There's only one way into that basilica. Through a set of doors on the right. Double doors. And those are the doors of the sacraments. All the sacraments are on those doors. Entry into the church. Entry into life to Christ. And as you leave, you can't help but walk by in the back corner a sarcophagi made of imperial porphyry, a special purple stone that's now you can't find in the world that the emperors loved. And it was used for tombs. And a sarcophagi means flesh eater. Sarcophagi. That's now the baptismal font in the back. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we died with Christ when he went in that river Jordan. We died with Christ and we rose anew for life in Christ. That's the invitation. It's an invitation. It's not forced on you or on me. That's why when we exit the Basilica of St. Peter's, you exit through the doors of good and evil, of vice and virtue. Brothers and sisters in Christ, with the help of God's grace, with the help of each other, helping each other on this journey, praying for each other, encouraging each other, building each other up. May each one of us live this 2019, a true life in Christ, that we may let Jesus be in our hearts forever.